This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, September 24th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley today told reporters he wouldn't support pre-conferencing a farm bill after the November election, as it would limit regular order and debate on new policy proposals.
There's been some talk of pre-conferencing a farm bill and doing it after the election. I cannot accept that. I want to make sure that we have regular order when we have a farm bill, because there's a lot of individual people that have ideas that ought to be in the farm bill. They should have an opportunity to offer amendments, and with the pre-conferencing, there wouldn't be such opportunity.
Grassley responded to rumors that Congress would consider an ad hoc disaster assistance package if a new farm bill isn't approved this year.
The temporary assistance you're talking about usually comes in the way of what you call disaster assistance, and low prices have not been considered a natural disaster like the derecho.
Grassley says another extension of the 2018 farm bill would leave farmers with little, if any, additional assistance for FY25.
They'll have what's in the 2018 farm bill, which is a reference prices that should be increased by 20%, but they won't be increased by 20% in the case of just a one-year extension.
USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack appeared before the Council on Foreign Relations this afternoon. He responded to fellow presenters who called for legislation and regulation to steer farmers toward more climate-smart practices. Vilsack says the U.S. is using the carrot approach rather than the club to steer farmers toward sustainability and increase production with the climate-smart climate initiative.
When 90% of American farmers today in record farm income time do not make any money from their farming operation, it is very difficult to ask them to incur additional expense. So we're basically de-risking climate smart agriculture practices by suggesting the development of a new commodity, a climate smart commodity, where we pay farmers for the opportunity for them to try out climate smart practices and innovation. We collect data and information. We share the knowledge with the rest of the world through our International Climate Hub, which was a product of Aim for Sea. And we basically provide a market premium for the items that they are growing or raising.
Vilsack says taxpayer funds are being used to encourage innovation.
We essentially have set aside $3 billion for a 3 to 5 year initiative. We have 135 contracts. All commodities within the United States, 102 commodities are participating. Every state is involved. We now have thousands of farmers and millions of acres committed to this effort.
Well, the chief executive over Georgia's two booming seaports, Griff Lynch, he's the CEO of the Georgia Ports Authority, told the Associated Press today that the nation should expect a work stoppage next week by dock workers across the U.S. East Coast and Gulf Coast. The question he quipped is, how long? Strike would shut down 36 ports that handle roughly half the nation's cargo from ships. Lynch oversees two of the busiest in Georgia. Port of Savannah ranks number 4 in the U.S. for container cargo. That includes retail goods ranging from consumer electronics to frozen chickens. Bipartisan legislation was introduced in both sides of the Capitol today. Would close a loophole that's allowed imported feedstocks to qualify for federal tax breaks. The Farmer First Fuel Incentives Act would limit tax breaks to domestic feedstocks and extend the 45Z Clean Fuel Production Tax Credit to domestic supplies. The idea appears to be gaining bipartisan support on Capitol Hill. Biofuel producers and others continue to wait for the U.S. Department of Treasury to release guidance on 45Z. Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas and Sherrod Brown of Ohio introduced the measure in the Senate. Representative Tracy Mann and Marcy Kaptur introduced the measure in the House. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation and the Farm Bureau News. Subscribe to Farm Bureau News to get the farm stories that matter most in your inbox twice each month. Write this down. Go to fb.org/FBN subscribers to sign up. The Farm Bureau News is available wherever you get podcasts. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.